Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Quick Jab. This is your host, Ringside Robert. Sorry we haven't been with you in the past few weeks. Frankly, there hasn't been a whole lot in boxing to talk about. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do that by calling area code 773-572-7781 and leaving your message, or Ringside Robert on Twitter. Today, we're going to talk about Tyson Fury. He's just the boxing gift that keeps on giving as far as news is concerned. Also, I can tell you Andre Ward is now in training camp, and I'm assuming Sergey Kovalev is as well. Joe DiGuardia of Star Boxing had to cancel his New York show on October 14th due to that new law that says you got to pay $1 million per fighter for insurance purposes. That's why there hasn't been a lot of shows in the New York state here lately. So that show was off the docket. There's no new updates on Triple G and Danny Jacobs. Remember that. And the whole New York law may interfere with that. Also, because the Garden is being held for December 10th, so we'll wait and see what happens there. But the big news is Tyson Fury. As we reported on Sunday's Ringside Reporter podcast, he was tested positive for cocaine on September 22nd. Well, now I don't know when this article is going to come out or whether it already has. But I read today in the Associated Press that apparently Tyson Fury is going to be a featured article in the October issue of Rolling Stone magazine. Now, I don't subscribe to it. I subscribe to several magazines, but Rolling Stone is not one of them. I get my magazines, for those that are curious, on audio. There's a service I can use, thanks to me being visually impaired, and I can get weekly magazines or monthly magazines. And I know Rolling Stone is on the list of magazines I could subscribe to, but I don't subscribe to that just because normally they don't have stories I'm interested in. But anyway, Tyson Fury, in this interview, told Rolling Stone magazine that he hasn't been in the boxing gym since May. So I don't know why his management team, after they canceled the first fight on July 9th, rescheduled the fight for October 29th when he hasn't been training. Apparently, he told Rolling Stone magazine that he has been drinking and doing coke for the last 5 to 6 months, and he's living it up and having a good time, and really doesn't care about boxing at this point. He also admitted to having multiple mental issues, such as bipolar and depression and anxiety and so on and so forth. So I think what's going to happen now that apparently this is going to be made public or already has been, the WBO and WBA are going to strip him of his titles, and that opens up multiple possibilities in the heavyweight division. First of all, if the WBO strips him, because remember the WBO said, now I don't know when this came out, I don't know whether it was Friday or Saturday, but the WBO said they needed 10 days, or Tyson Fury had 10 days to give his medical documentation to prove, you know, what kind of problems he had. So I'm assuming both organizations, WBO and WBA, who are, you know, as I said on the podcasts, which Eric likes to play the sound, but I say that they're fucking idiots, and sometimes they are. But anyway, I suspect that both of these titles are going to be stripped, and that opens up several possibilities. Joseph Parker is the mandatory challenger for both the IBF and WBO titles. Now, I don't think he's going to get a shot at Anthony Joshua. I think what's going to happen is Anthony Joshua is going to take the fight with Vladimir Klitschko in the O2 Arena in London on November 26th. And then I think that's going to open the door for Joseph Parker to fight Andy Ruiz for the vacant WBO title. And I don't like Andy Ruiz. I think Joseph Parker is going to tear him apart if that fight takes place. And I think that sets up a unification bout next year with Joseph Parker and Anthony Joshua. You have the IBF title and the WBO title in the ring, and those two can go after that. Now, Luis Ortiz was the number one contender for the WBA, but he don't have a promoter, he don't have a manager, he don't have nothing. So the WBA is going to drop him from the number one spot and move up Ustinov, who he was supposed to fight, to the number one spot. So we'll see what happens there. But like I said, Tyson Fury is the boxing news that just keeps on giving. Now, look, I'm one that takes all kinds of disabilities very, very seriously because I have disabilities myself. All of the women that I've had very serious relationships with over my lifetime, it's not as many as that sounds, but each one of them I've been involved with, they've all had some form of mental illness, such as anxiety, bipolar, depression, things like that. You have to take these issues quite seriously. And I do know that if a bipolar person hits a manic phase, that's when he or she binges on whatever they're into. But Tyson Fury's drugs of choice, being alcohol and cocaine, that really creates multiple problems. And as I said on Sunday's show, the business of boxing has to move on, but we have to put out our thoughts and our prayers to Tyson Fury and the rest of his family, because I hope somebody can reach him before a serious issue occurs. Because if these diseases get out of control, a lot of times people end up taking their own lives. And we definitely do not want to report a story one day about that occurring. So I hope somebody in the UK who's close to him can reach him, put him in rehab, and get him the help that he needs. So we don't want to sound callous. But for him to openly admit this in a public interview in a major magazine that is published, you know, on a worldwide basis, absolutely blows me away that he hasn't been in the boxing gym to train since May. Now, I'm not sure who his promoter is, whether it's Eddie Hearn or Frank Warren or who it is over there. But I would say they have some serious issues to answer to because, okay, you canceled the first fight because he had a legitimate ankle injury. I could buy that. But why do you reschedule it for October when your fighter hasn't been training since May? I'd like somebody to answer that question for me. Maybe one of our UK cohorts can get a hold of me on Twitter or something and let me know, what the answer would be, because this kind of blows me away. I know Tyson is out there, and he's very entertaining with all the stuff he does, you know, outside the ring, especially his news conferences and his costumes that he likes to dress up in. But these are some serious issues we're dealing with here. And as human beings, we have to care about the individual. The sport has to move on, however. You can't hold up an entire heavyweight division. These titles have to be stripped, and the heavyweight business of boxing has to move on. But we also need to make sure that he gets the love, care, and support that he needs. I don't have a psychological or a therapist background, but I've been exposed to these mental illnesses quite a bit, so I know quite a bit about them. And he's at the stage now where he needs some serious help. So I hope somebody can reach out to him and give him the help that he needs. Keith Thurman also posted an open letter to fans. You can read that at ringsidereporter.com. I think the PBC is headed out of business because they haven't scheduled any of their major fighters for any more fights. So one day we can play maybe we can do a 10 count for the PBC. I think it's on its way out the door. Also, Earl Spence and Cal Brook have been ordered by the IBF to start negotiations on October 26th because Earl Spence is the mandatory challenger for the IBF welterweight title. Keep in mind, Cal Brook has just undergone eye surgery to repair his broken eye socket. I don't think that fight takes place. I think the special K1 moves up to 154, and I think Earl Spence will fight the next available opponent for the vacant IBF 147-pound title. And I would suspect that happens sometime next year. The Truth will have a belt around his waist. Don't forget to tune in to the fantasy tournament. And hopefully Eric is still doing the history lesson. All that kind of good stuff. And like I said, sorry I haven't been with you. I love to talk to everybody, so please get in touch. And we'll try to answer whatever you have, whenever I get the chance. Don't forget to tune in on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for the Ringside Reporter podcast with me, Eric, and the great Joe Habib. You can find Joe Habib at jhabib1 on Twitter, and Beating the Odds with Beeb, and Eric at Ringside 73, and you can call us at 323-870-3857, and also you'll be able to watch us on YouTube and let us know what you think of the show and give us any feedback you need to, and again, we'll try to address all your questions because our show is for the people. You know, we've got to give you the best boxing product that we can. And we've got to give you the respect that you guys deserve. So I'll be back when news warrants, everybody. And if you're a baseball fan, please enjoy the baseball playoffs. They're going to be fun to watch this year. The NHL season starts next week if you're a hockey fan. And basketball season is right around the corner. First games are October 25th. Can't wait. I'm a sports fanatic in general, so I wear out my DirecTV with pleasure. Anyway, everybody, take it easy. Stay in touch. Either reach me at Ringside Robert on Twitter or 773-572-7781, and we'll catch you when news warrants. Otherwise, we'll see you every Sunday. Have a good one, everybody.